any topic that includes the name Kedusha calls for definition. What is Kedusha? Haley, what's Kedusha? What's Kedusha? Our Kedusha Sabai is bringing Kedusha to your family. What's Kedusha? What's Kedusha? So let's start. Alta Kaddish, Shimcha Kaddish. Doishim b'chol yoyim yalucha selah. Doishim is Kaddish. Everything we know about him is Kaddish. And Kedoshim b'chol yoyim amahalim. Who are these Kedoshim that mahal the Rabbeinu Shalom? Who are they? The Kaddish Shimcha b'olam, k'shem shmati shimoysa b'shmei moran. It's us and the Malachim. The Kedoshim are us and the Malachim. What's the significance of Kedoshim b'chol yoyim yalucha selah? Moshel ma'adov edoyim. Someone gets up to say a shir, and sitting there in the cold is an Amoritz Gomer. Amoritz Gomer, he doesn't know how to hold a Gemara. The shir's over and he says, that was a good shir. He really understood the sugi. You look at this Amoritz, chutzpah, what, you're a maven? You're somebody that has the right to a daya? And who's a Talmud Chachim? What's a good shir? What's pshat in the sugya? Here we are coming to be mahal the Rabbeinu Shalom, call him a Kaddish. Who are we to go talk about Kedusha? The only ones that can talk about Kedusha are Kedoshim. The only ones that can be Mishabeach the Rabbeinu Shalom is a Kaddish. If you have some asog of what Kedusha is. And Oisvarv talks about the Rabbeinu Shalom being a Kaddish. What does he mean? He doesn't know what it is, Bechla. So Kedoshim b'chol yoyim, who's that? Yisrael and the Malachim. Not only that, Chaim Volozhiner brings Nefesh HaChai, that the Malachim can't say Shira, Kaddish, Kaddish, until we say Kaddish, Kaddish. Which means that Be'etzim, we're Taka the Mavinim. The Malachim are secondary to us. We're the real Mavinim in Kedusha. Wow, what's Pshat? What's Pshat? Let's talk a little more. There's a Maral on the Parsha of the Bnei Elim and the Bnei Sa'odom, where one Pshat is they were Choshev. The other Pshat is that these were Malachim. They came down to earth and they were Nichshal. Zokta Maral, how's that Shaykh? Zokta Maral, when humanity degenerates, they're Makalkal the Elyoinim. The Malachim, they became a new volume. Everything's in our hands. Why Taka? Why are we the Iker Kedoshim? The Malachim are secondary to us. The Rambam in the Moira defines Kedusha. What is Kedusha? This gabris of the seichel over chomer, the seichel over gashmius, over the taivas. That's Kedusha. Malachim, they don't have yetzer hara. Kedusha is this gabrus. Be'etzim, it's humanity, we with all of our nesiyonis, who choose to follow the seichel. Seichel ha-yosher. Baruch Hashem made us yosher. Before we go to the cheshvonos rabim, we are the ones that are be'emes kedoshim in making the right choices. Malachim, that's their state if we don't mess them up. Good, they can also say Kaddish, Kaddish. But they have to wait for us. Because we're the Iker Kaddish. So we have Shaykhis to Kedusha, and we're the ones that can be Meshabeach the Rabbeinu Shalom for his Kedusha. Agav, I think it's a Dover Poshit. When you get to Ata Kaddish, to spend maybe a second or two being Mizboinen or feel the fact that you're Kaddish Taka and identify with Kedusha. To enable yourself to be someone that's being Meshabeach the Rabbeinu Shalom, that's being a Kaddish. At least then make sure that you have Shaychus to it. Okay, so now that we know what Kedusha is and we know that we're the ones that are Kedushim and the Mela, we're the ones that give Meshabeach, What's the ma'ise? What's the ma'ise? What's the ma'ise? Discomforts of the seichel. What are the biggest nisyonis to the seichel? So we think taivis. There's a much, much, much bigger one. Shil Zisham already brings tamparoi. Tichbar da'avoy da'al anoshim al yishu b'dibay shoker. It's distraction. It's the lack of focus. We can't access our seichel because we don't have the time to really be mizbainin in what we're choosing. We're just too busy. It's such a pillar. In the olden days, life was so difficult. You had to do your laundry by the river. You had to make your own cheese. Life was so difficult. And people were calm. Today, we have all the conveniences on earth. And people don't have a second to think. People are so busy. This is without question Atzas HaYetzer. There's no question about it. This is Atzas HaYetzer. Be'etzem, we're Kamat Yomayis HaMashiach. Bread is growing on trees. We have everything we need. Everything is so easy. We're a bit spoiled. We complain when the oich, a disaster, our dishwasher doesn't work. Oy gewalt. I'm probably behind the times. I'm sure there are better examples. This could be Yemais HaMashiach. What does the Rambam say? What's Yemais HaMashiach going to be? What's Yemais HaMashiach going to be? Everything's going to be convenient. All we'll have to do is sit and learn and do mitzvahs and be kind of Olam Haba. That's Yemais HaMashiach. We could be in Yemais HaMashiach, but instead we're all so busy. It's all Atzas HaYetzer. It's Atzas HaYetzer to distract us. Memela, we don't know what we're doing. We don't have time for choosing the seichel. We don't have time to think. Pasha don't have time to think. What do I say? The first thing you got to do if you want to be in the realm of Kedusha is to find yourself time to think and start living life and realizing what you're doing and realizing what choices you're making. Because we are making choices by default rather than thinking. Everything I'm going to talk about tonight is so poshit. It's so, so poshit. But kalachar yad, we find ourselves doing things we never really decided to do. Because we never really thought about it. Because we just went with the flow because there's no time to think. Bring a kedusha to the home. The first thing is a family. Having shaykhas with your family. But one said, what does that have to do with kedusha? This is olive base. This is all of this. What are you going to bring to the home if you don't have a shaykhus with them? The first hiskabris of the seichel over the choymer is to make time for your family. Because the choymer has a self-involved and busy and busy and busy and not have time for the family. You know, Baruch Hashem, you're here. You got rishus from your wives to come. They're investing in your being here. It's a wonderful thing. So make sure you come back and buy them a present. I'm not telling you to come back empty-handed. That doesn't look good. I'd like you to go back and be kaveh a little extra time as Hakaras HaToiv. Just to sit and listen to your wife. Not talk to your wife. Listen to your wife. without your eyes rolling, without checking the phone. This is Kedusha. You bet this is Kedusha. The first chomer, the first of our instincts is to be self-centered and not interested in others. Yeah, we give tzedakah. Makes us feel good. It's a good thing. We may even have time for the unfortunate. But not for our wives. Of course, the HR, not no question about it. To listen to what a wife has to say. But come on, you just came back from learning, from Seichel. And what's she going to talk about already? Her feelings. I'm telling you, this is the beginning. This is Aleph Beis in Kedusha. Making room in your heart. Making space in your mind for what your wife has to say. For how she's feeling. Giving her chizik when she needs it. That she can know that you care. Yeah, buy her a nice present, but that's tough. Dikers, come back enlightened. And kids need attention. It seems that we only remember that they exist when they make trouble. The kids we give the most time to are the kids that are in trouble. Nebuch, the poor kids get no attention. The poor kids? Which poor kids? The good kids! I remember many years ago, I first came to Eish HaTorah. Noach Weinberg was a big pikeach. Chaim Avraham was a big pikeach. He calls me in one day. And he says, you're wasting all of your time with the problem cases. The kids that are looking for another mother. The kids that, whatever's going on, they have problems. The ones that show promise. The ones that have to be built up. That can really become somebody. They're being neglected. Say, he went very far. He said, listen, we have a chiv to make them from. But once we get them there, pass them on to another yeshiva. Don't keep them here. Don't keep them here. They're roifim. He used the word, they're roifim. They're eating up all your time. Now, with your kids, you can't work that way. Your kids are not roifim eating up all your time. Give time to good kids. It's not just showing that you care. Have real input. Come on, I'm sure there are things you've learned in life that you want to share with your children. Give time to good kids. Learn with them. Ah, yeah, my son's a goyim, I can't keep up with him. Good, give him that pleasure too. Give him that pleasure, that you enjoy learning with him. Do things with kids. I've always said, every kid has to feel special, has to feel that they have a special relationship with their father and mother, and every father has to have something special that he does with each one of them, even if it's going shopping. Doing something for Shabbos, you do it with a specific kid. Take your chores, whatever your responsibilities are, or something, whatever it is you do. Every kid should have a special thing that they do with their father. This is Aleph Beis. This is Aleph Beis. This is investing in your home. Why is this Kedusha? We all think Kedusha is out of this thing called holy. You know, yeah, it's Heilig to be a father. Because instinctively, we'd rather do something else. It's so easy to have patience for a stranger. It's so difficult to have patience for your own. It's all, yeah, it's all instinct. And the instinct is, the, you know, the Nachash HaKadmoni gave us our instincts. This is where it begins. Seichel, the Seichel Yasher. You have to be some great thinker to understand that you should have a relationship with your family. It's poshe. It's poshe. I'm going to go a little further. So many of the kids, and especially daughters, when they struggle, one of the most common reasons for it is because they're not getting enough attention from their parents. So they look for it elsewhere. Daughters, what chance does the father have to a daughter? Olive, you're allowed to learn something with her if she really wants it, and it's an honor. It's an honor to her that you give of your time, you learn something with her, some safer that she wants to learn with you, or something that she wants to do with you. Yes, this is Kedusha. This is Seich. The Chalal. That when you're home, you're there. You're not preoccupied. You're busy. So this is, in this day and age, it must be spoken about all the time. You do not have to be available for the world all the time. You do not have to be available all the time. The WhatsApp culture, where everything, you know, it's got to be instant. You've got to respond instantly. That means you have no life. You're always on standby. This is Kedusha. In this day and age, that's Kedusha. To be present with your family. Think of something else. You know, Mrs. Lisharim talks about the Tachlis being Kirvas Elikim. You have time to feel Kirvas Elikim. You're able to focus on a Shemone Esrei. You're able to focus on a Bracha. People think, Kedushas HaMeichel. What's the Kedushas HaMeichel? You only have the Kavonis Achila. This is only I'm eating, so I'll have Koyach to serve the Eibishter. Those are Dargis. The most posh to Kedushas HaMeichel is enjoy your food. What's a brach? Be'etzem, we learn out of the pasuk v'chalta v'savota v'erachta. The pasuk says, what is it that makes you make a bracha? V'savota, which is a physical sensation. Svi. So even though bracha rishayin is from Chazal, but it's an extension of that. But what's the bracha for the physical sensation? And that's why everybody but the Rambam learns that food that doesn't taste good gets no bracha. And it's where we pask it. It gets no bracha. The bracha is for the hano of the achila. Not even for the health. Not even for the health. Something that doesn't taste good but is healthy, medicine, you don't make a bracha on it. You say you rot some for your food. You don't make a bracha on it. We learn in the pasuk about cult of a savota is for enjoying the food. The svi, which is a physical sensation. Chazal said, make a bracha rishon on that. Acknowledge the fact that the Borei Olam created food for you. He created food that tastes good, that looks good, that smells good. He created things that can then be processed, and he gave. Chazal say, Adam Rishon was a Navi. He was a Navi. He learned how to make bread. I don't know who would have thought of that. To grow wheat, let it dry for 6 months, grind it up, add water, put in some other ingredients, let it sit there and rise, and then put it in the oven and bake it. He was a Navi. He got Nevuah. The Rabbeinu Shem created food that not only in its natural form is good for us, but he gave humanity the ability to process it and make it just right for our taste buds, and every yochid is a different taste. We know that. You make a bracha, Baruch Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, on the food. What you're saying is, Rabbeinu Shem, you're the Bekar Bracha. You've given me this. You made this for me. It's Parshat, it's a gift. Gift wrapped with a little card from the Rabbeinu Shalom. To feel that. Live life. That's Kedusha. Gobbling up food and not thinking about it. That's not Kedusha. Enjoying the food and enjoying even more than that, the fact that it's a personal gift from the Eibishter. This is the Pashta Kavanis Achila that's expected of us. That's when Chazal made brachas. That's what it was about. That's Kedusha. But we don't have time. You know what you're eating, Bechlau. Living life with the perspective of knowing that it's all from the Rabbeinu Shalom. And then, of course, making decisions. We fall into Isurim because we don't think. It just happens mamela. And then you wake up one day and say, how did I get here? This is what I wanted. I feel good about myself being in this matzah. What happened? Because we don't think. Just mamela, you slip into things. Think. Live. That's Kedusha. How do you bring it to your home? The first thing is you live yourselves. And don't be self-conscious and embarrassed. You're allowed to say these things at the table. Don't be afraid of sounding like too much of a tzaddik. I know there are plenty of people that are not machanah their kids because they're self-conscious. Good, let them call you a tzaddik. Good, maybe they'll think you were a tzaddik. Don't be embarrassed. Live life. And talk about it to your kids. More than that. What is the message your kids are getting from you? It's not so much your drushes. It's what you're talking about when you're not giving drushes. What are the discussions in the house? When you spend a lot of time talking about gashmis, then kids pick up that the ikar is gashmis. I'll tell you something now. We have a modern Orthodox program in Asia, Geshe, very popular. Who are these kids? Modern Orthodox kids. Good modern Orthodox kids. Good, good. Good boys. They come in, they're holding nowhere. Their parents spent a fortune on their education. The modern Orthodox places charge a lot of tuition. They spent a fortune on their education. Some of those schools have great rebbeim. Nothing yeshiva like. Yeshiva like. The kids went through 12 years of Orthodox education. Many of them cannot read. They can read English. They're not dyslexic. They can't read Hebrew with nekudas. And even those that could certainly don't know how to translate. A plea. I'm not saying all mindfulness. There's a whole spectrum. There are talmidei chachamim that identify modern Orthodox because they don't like wearing white shirts. No problem. I'm not talking about that. From where these kids are coming from. So I couldn't understand. You know, once their Rebbeim come to check up on them, and they're fine at Yungalite, their Rebbeim. A lot of them, they're really good. What happened? Little by little, it comes out. Because all they ever hear their parents talking about is Gashmis. So Mamela, they don't take their learning seriously. The key is make sure you get good grades, get into a good university, get yourself a degree, and then go into business and make a lot of money, because that's what life's all about. What's the Mudda Kaddish? I don't know what it's there for. So that's an extreme. It's an extreme. But if the conversation at home, b'derech klal, is about dvorim gashmiim, then what do you expect your kids to see as your number one value? You have to make sure that you overcome your inhibitions and you're ready to talk ruchnias. But real ruchnias, that's describing where you're at. Learning story. You know, in yeshiva, that's the air we breathe. People are busy. What does your learning Seder do for you? You're paying your dues because you want to identify as a yeshiva man? Listen, that's choshev too. Identifying as a yeshiva man is very choshev today. I don't want to belittle it. That's not enough. Your learning Seder has got to be something that gives you chiyus. It's not a Seder where you're half asleep. It's not a Seder where you're turning dafim so you can make siyumim. It's a Seder where you're learning and understanding and focusing totally on your learning. Rav Chaim Volozhiner write, there shouldn't be a brain cell available to think about Kiryas Elokim when you're learning. When you're learning, your whole brain has to be shakui in what you're learning. You can do that in a small Seder also, as long as you learn to turn off the world, not just your devices, turn off your head from thinking about anything else. People, Kaseder, ask, what should I be learning? I think the most important thing is what you want to know. What you want to know, you'll have an interest in. You'll learn it. Then you'll keep it up. Not only that, but you'll be excited about it. And then you can talk about it at home. And your family sees an excitement with learning. You're teaching them something that is so much more important than what you can give them in a drosha. Yeah, you can tell them the tachlis of Yiddish Torah. If they don't see your chiyus, then you're giving them a miseducation. Then what they're getting is not kedusha. There's got to be a chiyus in the learning. Make yourself a learning seder of something you want to learn, and when you learn it, you should be shakua in it. A 20-minute seder in something that you're totally in will do more for you than an hour shlof seder, an hour where you go to a shir, or you're listening to a shir, or you're sort of reading the words, but you're half there, and you're concentrating on other things too. That's not what does it. That's not what gives you the chias of learning. And that's not what gives you the exuberance that the kids are going to pick up. It's bringing kedusha into the house. The world is so full of distractions for yourself and for everybody. So it's being involved with your family, being real with your Torah. There's tefillah. Tefillah, Aleph Beis. Rav Chaim Brisker tells us, if you don't realize that you're talking to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you're not being mekayim the ma'aseh tefillah. Poshet Geret, you're not mekayim the ma'aseh tefillah. Shaking in front of a siddur, or with your eyes closed, shaking back and forth. If you're not conscious of the fact that you are speaking to the Borei Olam, that is not a ma'aseh tefillah. A ma'aseh tefillah is you're speaking to somebody. What's the difference between speaking to somebody and performing in front of somebody? It's all in your intent. It's all what you're conscious of. Tefillah is your speaking to the Borei Olam. If you're not conscious of that, you're not davening. So you're going to tell me, okay, I don't do that, so I don't have to bother davening. No, that's not what I'm trying to tell you. You got to daven. You're a yid. And three times a day. You have to talk to the Borei Olam. It's got to be real. You're talking to the Borei Olam. The Borei Olam wants to hear your opinion on how to run the world. And that's what we're telling him in Shemoneh Esrei. And if the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila didn't do enough for you and you got to add your own, do that too. I want to go weiter, aside from the regular tefillahs. The Ramban says there's a mitzvah, d'oraisa of tefillah be'ez tzora, and the Ramban says a chiddush otzum, that ez tzora doesn't mean dafka milchama in ez tzora. It means every time that you're aware of your needs. The Ramban wants to say that our Shemoneh Esrei, the 13 Bakoshin Shemoneh Esrei, are a kiyum of tefillah beis tzara. Because if you realize that you need chokhmah, you realize that you need kapara, you realize that you need health and parnasa, and you have a chiv d'arais and a daven for it. So on your own, at any point in the day when you feel you need siyata d'shmai, you have a chiv d'arais and a daven to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. This is something you got to do and teach your family. I learned this at home. I can't remember a cake going into the oven without my mother giving a tefillah, in Yiddish, of course, but without talking to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it shouldn't flop. Your kids have to know there's a chiv d'orais. And be'etzim, This is bringing emunah into real life. We know the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the one that makes the difference. Hishtadlus is not what does it. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam does it. Talk to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And you can do it out loud. At home, you can do it aloud. And it's a good thing, Eve. And let the whole family hear it and let them pick up the same culture. Bringing emunah into the home. Live the real live emunah, not the theoretical emunah, the real live emunah. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the one to turn to. This is how you save your house from the mabul outside. The world is too busy to take anything seriously today. Investing in your davening, investing in the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila's nusach, learning it up so you know what you're saying, and really davening. Really davening. I'm not talking about the length of the Shemoneh Esrei, I'm talking about just understanding what you're saying. You're saying it anyway. To know what you're saying. Okay, other than Ovis, nothing's makab. Ovis is the most difficult bracha in Shemoneh Esrei. Learn up Ovis. They're the parish hamilim is liikuv. Do you know what it means? You know what it means? What does it mean? To learn up Shemoneh Esrei. Agav, what it does to you. To feel the goimel chasodim toivim. The Rabbanu Shem does emes chasodim. We do chasodim, but they're not necessarily toivim. We do chasodim, we don't know if it's the best thing for the person. We have to do it, you know, chesed, you have to use your own judgment and know what the person needs. The Rabbanu Shem gives chasodim toivim. Everything he does for us is the best thing for us. He really understands us. If you can be oimed on the goimel chasodim toivim, you know what it does to your whole life. You're not fatainet. You can live with bitochen because he's goimel chasodim toivim. The Rabbanu Shem only does what's best for you. And just in case that's not enough, koine hakol. Koine hakol, koine hakol. What does it mean, koine hakol? It's not just owns, he made everything. Everything is his because he made it. He not only made it, he keeps it going. The Baruch Hashem gives chiyus to every doimen, every fraction of a second. Konyak. We worry about our nechosim. Be it our objects, be it our money. Let go. Konyak, it's all the Rabbi Nishlam's. Be'etzim is all his. Be'etzim is all his. He cares about us, so he gives. He cares about us, he lets us play house, you know, and pretend that it's our money. But cool it, you know, calm down. You don't have to be so tense. He's going with chasodim toivim. He does what's best for us. But Kodiak and everything's his in the first place. You can do that. You're in a whole different place. At least three times a day, you can just let go. Without your daigas, without your anxiety. I'm not going through the whole bracha. It's very rewarding to understand what it's about. Learn of Shemoneh Esrei, especially the first bracha, the Perush Hamilim is Likuva. And it can be life changing. Bringing Kedusha into your life, bringing Kedusha into your family, means Ruchnias is real. It's priority. You make the time for it. And above all, you think. You're not caught up in the whole tumult of life. So the Rabbanu Shalom blessed us with one day a week, Shabbos, where you can't have phones, you can't, nothing, no business. I hope. I still remember as a kid. The amount of business that was done in shul, Mishkan Shabbos Geret, you know. There were a lot of deals, you know. But one day a week. One day a week that we're supposed to feel like everything's taken care of. The Rabbanu Shem runs the world. He created the world. He decided on Yom HaShvi'i that is perfect. Let go and enjoy the world. Don't waste your Shabbos. I know you're exhausted. Don't sleep away the whole Shabbos. Live Shabbos on Shabbos. What is living Shabbos? Here's another one of those misconceptions. What's living Shabbos? It's only Shabbos. Again, the Iker of Shabbos is we're recognizing Vaychulu Hashamayim V'Aretz V'Chol Tzvaim. Vaychulu. The Baruch Hashem finished the world. It was perfect. He said there was nothing else that's needed. So what happened? Vayonach and Vaykadesh. He gave it Kedusha. What's the kedusha of Shabbos? That's it, the menucha. The feeling of malachdecho was nasis. The world is perfect. Forget your daigus. It's all something of a charade. The world is really perfect. Enjoy the world. Oynik Shabbos is to enjoy the beautiful world the Rabbi Yishlom created. Everything this world has to offer. Family food. Not just Kashmir. The Rabbi Yishlom created the Tainug of so many different flavors of Torah. On Shabbos, you could be Toyim, learn Chomish, you can learn some Achshava, or you can have a special Sugya for Shabbos. Or if the Tam for you is Halacha, being Mavara, Sugya, and Halacha, whatever it is. To be Misanig in Gashmias and Ruchnias. What, the only Tainug of Shabbos is Gashmi? The Rebbeinu's beautiful world that we enjoy is cholent. That's the Sach HaKol. Enjoy your kids, enjoy your family. And enjoy Ruchnis. Enjoy Davini. Enjoy talking to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and singing to him. And the Chevra. Appreciating the beautiful world the Rabbi Yishlom created. That's Shabbos. That is Shabbos. Gashmis and Ruchnis alike. He created a perfect world. Let go of everything and enjoy it. Certainly don't just sleep it away. Enjoy Shabbos. You don't have to learn Rashi this way, but it sounds better. Rashi in Chum, the Gemara says there's someone who's not Shomer Shabbos, a Machal Shabbos for Hesia. It's like an Oyvin Avodah Zarah. Zok Rashi, why? Because he's Koifer that the Rishon was Shoivis in Maisa Bereishis. So of course, in the larger sense, what Rashi is saying is that Shvisa is part of Maisa Bereishis, so you're Koifer in the whole Maisa Bereishis. But Rashi seems to be pointing out Shaloi Shava. The Iker is the Shabbos. What is the Rebbeinu Shem Shvisi? What is the Shvisa? The Shvisa of the Rebbeinu Shem was that he didn't create anything more. He stopped creating because he said the world is perfect. It doesn't need anything else. The world is perfect. Shmirah Shabbos is to feel how beautiful this world is. To feel how perfect it is. And stop looking around for all the problems and say, what's going to be? Recognize the Rebbeinu Shem runs the world. It'll be okay. He created the world in a way that without our input, it'll be good too. The purpose of our input is for us, not for the world. Enjoy the world. Enjoy the Rebbeinu Shem's world on Shabbos. Gashmis and Ruchnis. Both. Everything this world has to offer. Why do you enjoy it? To appreciate the Rebbeinu Shem's perfect world. That's the Kedush of Shabbos. Everything we spoke about pretty much is Pashit. Take the time to remember it, to live it. Make sure your house is living real Kedusha. Living Ruchnis. Bring Ruchnis to your home. That should be the Iker. And this way, we can get the most out of life. We can enjoy our families. We can be proud of them. And be zoichet to siyata d'shmaya every step of the way. To really feel the kedusha of the Eivishter all the time. And yes, be zoichet to Rabbeinu Shem's involvement in our lives. Hatzlocha in everything we do. Hatzlocha in everything and nachas.